Next item on the agenda is item number 8, Oscar Harrell, number 19-0182. Who has this project?
Good morning, this is Allison Lay, Habitat Engineer.
Good morning, Ms. Lay. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Would you proceed, please, ma'am?
Yes. So, Oscar Harrell is requesting authorization to construct a private open pile structure with a 36-foot by 18-foot open-sided boathouse and a 20-foot by 20-foot open-sided gazebo roof at property 5232 Ivy Lane, situated along the York River in James City County. The project is protested by two adjacent property owners, and we also just received another protest from a neighbor within the same community also protesting the project. And everyone see the slide? I think for me it's just a gray screen.
I don't know, it's just a gray screen. Something is over it, I think. Yes. Good.
How about now, Ms. Lay?
Nope, now not.
It still is a gray screen for me, but it's
nope. Hang
everyone else can see it.
Hang tight.
Okay.
Now, yeah.
There we go, I can see it now.
All right, proceed, please, ma'am.
Thank you. So if you go to the next slide, this is an aerial photo showing the location of the project. It is located in a small neighborhood that's just north of the York River State Park along the York River. Next slide. This is an aerial view closer up on the property, and this symbol here is showing where the pier will be located along the shoreline. Next slide. This is a plan view drawing showing the configuration of the pier. The pier itself is statutorily authorized by the Code of Virginia, but the boathouse and gazebo roof will require a subaqueous permit since they are protested. Next slide. This is the cross-section view of the boathouse. It will be 36 foot by 18 foot. This is a cross-section view of the gazebo roof, which will be 20 foot by 20 foot and will cover the L-head portion of the pier. Next slide. This is a photograph taken on site, and this is standing at the top of the cliff. So the property kind of has a steep cliff going down to a sandy shoreline, and this is taken at the top of the cliff. In this photo, you can see a duck blind, which is the subject of some of the protests. Next slide, please. This is the bottom of the cliff showing the sandy shoreline. This will be where the pier will be constructed from. Although it is outside of CMRC's jurisdiction, the applicant is proposing a cliff climber elevator system to access the bottom of the shoreline and the pier. Next slide, please. This is showing the oyster ground lease that is adjacent to the property. The pier will extend into this oyster ground lease. The leaseholder was notified of the project and is not protesting. Next slide. So the two protests that were received initially were from Ms. Woodward and Mr. and Mrs. Mrazek. Ms. Woodward is the downstream property owner, and she had several concerns about the project. She is concerned that the applicant does not live at the property, that hunting is allowed on that property, and that the applicant does not help maintain the shared road and is worried that the pier will attract trespassers. Mr. and Mrs. Mrazek are the upstream adjacent property owners, and they have similar concerns to Ms. Woodward, but also expressed concerns about the environmental impact of the pier and the walkway down the cliffside, heavy construction vehicles due to the private road, noise pollution affecting eagles and offspring, the use of the pier for duck hunting, that the pier may not be properly maintained, and that the pier is too close to their property and will cause a loss of privacy and a loss of access if they were to choose to build a pier in the future. As I said earlier, we did receive another protest from Mr. Roger Hall, who also lives in the neighborhood. He voiced similar concerns as Ms. Woodward and Mr. and Mrs. Mrazek, and specifically mentioned the duck hunting that is occurring offshore of the applicant's property. Next slide, please. This application meets the pier design criteria listed in section 28.2-1203A of the Code of Virginia for statutory authorization for private piers. However, since the application is protested, it requires a vacancy permit. Staff understands the protestants' concerns regarding the proposed roof structures and the impact they may have to them and their property. However, there are several boathouses and gazebos constructed within the area upriver from the applicant's property. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the boathouse and gazebo roof as proposed. And I'll take any questions you have for me at this time.
Any questions by members of the commission for Ms. Lay? Thank you, Ms. Lay. Is the applicant present or represented? Is Oscar Harrell on the phone? Or agent for Oscar Harrell?
I got Oscar. I will unmute him.
Mr. Harrell?
Oscar's on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Harrell, just a minute. Mr. Harrell, do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Proceed, please. Thank you.
Well, number one, there is no hunting allowed on the property. Ms. Woodard was told a year ago the hunting is not allowed. There will be no duck hunting from the pier. Why they won't claim that, I have no idea. The project will be built from the river. There will be no heavy equipment down the road. I think most of their complaints are with the, really related to the duck blind. I had told the gentleman I gave permission he could construct the duck blind. He can no longer hunt on the duck blind. He realizes that. He says he is going to remove the duck blind. I really think the duck blind is their main concern. They say it's very noisy, a lot of shotguns, and actually I think I wouldn't want it in my backyard either, and I have told the gentleman he cannot hunt it anymore. And I think that should take care of most of their comments.
All right, sir.
And I appreciate your consideration, and I ask you to approve the pier for the use of my family and grandkids and so on.
All right, thank you, sir. Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Harrell? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Harrell. Is the agent for Mr. Harrell present, Alicia Randall or Brian, or anyone wishes to be heard?
Brian. This is Brian. I don't have any comments. They both covered it pretty well.
But what is your last name, sir?
Fletcher.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Anyone else? Anyone else in support of this project? Okay, I have wishing to speak a Dr. Jack Mrazek as a protester. Dr. Mrazek, are you on?
Hold on just a moment.
Yeah.
There.
Okay, you're unmuted now. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please proceed.
I'd like to thank the board for their time. Willingness to listen. My wife and I are the immediate neighbors to this property just north, and I think there's some questions for the 10th time this the board has been presented with variations of this option to go forward with construction. The elimination of the brick borders at the beach, which were previously listed, I certainly think will eliminate some of the environmental impact that the board was concerned about. I am concerned about the construction process. I don't know how much of this construction would take place from the river versus down the road. I've been assured by engineers that it can't all be done from the river. Would have to come down the private road, traversing about 2,000 feet of road, which I own and which my neighbors have access to or rights to. It's already been mentioned that you're concerned about degradation, we're concerned about noise pollution. I think the biggest thing that bothers the neighbors is the fact that the Harrell family has clearly demonstrated and indicated that they have no plan to build a house and live there. That being said, there's nobody going to be present to monitor or supervise this dock and boathouse, et cetera, which, in my mind, presents a situation for profit, i.e. people using it for fishing or other duck hunting, et cetera, for plain mischief, since we're at the end of the road, at the end of the road, so to speak, access from the river via this dock to our private property is not highly looked upon. All that having been said, this is Mr. Harrell's property, and I guess he can do with it what he wishes. If the board does decide that they will allow this to go forward, I would only make one other comment, and that is, I would request that the dock, the 300-footer, 298-foot dock that goes out into the river before the structure goes up, is parallel to the existing ones south and north, and not skewed towards my property. It's already been mentioned that the cliff that exists is going to require some sort of a conveyance for Oscar's family to get down the hill of the action and to use it at some point. The cliff is much steeper as you get to my property, and so skewing the dock towards my property will impact my ability to build the dock at some point in the future. All that said, if the dock that goes in is parallel to the existing ones, without a question.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, let me ask Mr. Harrell that question. Mr. Harrell, are you intending to build the pier perpendicular to the shoreline? In other words, in a straight line from the shoreline, or is it your intent to in any way contort it one way or the other? The pictures seem to be indicating that, if I've got the right picture, that, what's your intent?
The pier will be built perpendicular to the shoreline.
Thank you, sir. And you were under oath when you said that, so thank you very much. Dr.
General,
Yes, sir. Thank you. Any further questions for Dr. Mrazek from members of the commission? Thank you. I have a Mr. Roger Hall protesting. Mr. Hall?
I don't see him on the list. Let me unmute all the phones again.
All the phones are now unmuted. Is Mr. Roger Hall on the line and wishes to be heard? Hearing no response, we'll mute the phones back. Is there anyone else in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
You know, given that Mr. Harrell has stated that he's going to place this dock perpendicular to the shoreline, I really see no reason we should not permit this. I would move to approve staff recommendation here.
Thank you, Mr. Tankard. Is there a second to the motion?
This is Dr. Neal. I second the motion.
Thank you, Dr. Neal. Further discussion? We'll call the roll. Mr. France.
Mr. France?
Aye.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Tankard?
Yes.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Minor?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all very much for the presentation and the hard work on this matter. Things work out fine. It's very important for neighbors to get along. It's my hope that they do.